Newtown, Connecticut is home to a relatively high concentration of shooting ranges. Some allow fully automatic weapons fire. Some have targets packed with tannerite, a mixture of ammonium nitrate and aluminum powder that explodes with window-rattling force when struck by a bullet. Newtown is also home to the headquarters of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, or NSSF, a gun industry trade association. Earlier this year, the Newtown Police Chief and the Town Council introduced a new ordinance designed to help control the noise of gunfire and explosions coming from the collection of official and unofficial shooting ranges in the town and to ensure public safety. But that was shelved after boisterous opposition from local gun owners supported by the NSSF, whose spokesperson declared no safety concerns exist. Lisa Graves is Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy. Graves says the National Shooting Sports Foundation is part of the gun industry's broad and well-funded legislative agenda.
In general, the gun manufacturing industry gives to groups like the group that's headquartered in Newton, Connecticut, as well as to the NRA, with an eye toward preventing regulation of guns by the federal government, and also with an eye toward changing state rules to make it easier to access these weapons. And so, although some gun manufacturers may have some slightly different approaches, in general, gun manufacturers have taken an approach that is consistent with the NRA's approach, which is to try to prevent efforts to regulate guns more closely.
I don't know if the National Shooting Sports Foundation has a seat on ALEC, but certainly the NRA is a major player there. ALEC is the American Legislative Exchange Council. What kind of legislation has ALEC concocted that has helped promote the sale and use of firearms?
One of the most shocking things is just last year, a year ago, the NRA spearheaded an effort at an ALEC closed-door meeting to change a model bill so that cities would not have the power to ban even machine guns. They expressly amended this piece of legislation to say that cities could not introduce laws inconsistent with the state law, including any laws barring fully automated machine guns. It's an extreme agenda, and it's an agenda that ALEC has pushed for many years at the behest of the NRA and really at the behest of these gun manufacturers.
And ALEC has also been a strong backer, in fact, author of the Stand Your Ground and Castle laws as well.
In Florida in 2005, two ALEC legislators, at the urging of the NRA's top lobbyist, Marion Hammer, pushed a bill through the Florida legislature to make it easier to get away with killing someone by shooting, which was called the Stand Your Ground law or the Castle Doctrine. After George W. Bush's brother, Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, signed that into law, Marion Hammer went to a closed-door ALEC meeting in Texas in the summer of 2005, and at that meeting, corporations and special interest groups voted behind closed doors with ALEC legislators on making that bill a model for the nation. That meeting was co-chaired by Walmart, the largest retailer of ammunition and long guns in the world. Subsequently, this year, after news broke of ALEC's role in these laws and putting the Florida template into the hands of legislators across the country and pushing for its adoption, which happened in whole in 24 states, plus another 10 states adopted parts of that law. After that happened, Walmart and 42 companies in all dropped out of ALEC this year.
One of the local range owners in Newton, Connecticut, is quoted as saying, "A gun didn't kill all those children. A disturbed man killed all those children." This is the classic argument. How do you respond to that?
It's an absurd argument because certain types of weapons increase the lethality of an attack. You saw the situation in China where a man attacked school children within 24 hours of this devastating, horrifying attack in Connecticut. And in China, with a knife, 22 people were wounded, but 22 people weren't killed. In Connecticut, with an assault weapon with a 30-round clip, 26 people were killed in a matter of seconds, if not minutes. Why would we allow weapons like this, whose purpose is not merely self-defense in your home? It's not the type of weapon you'd carry on the street if you were afraid at night. It's the type of weapon that you would use to mow down children, mow down adults, mow down police in rapid order. I know people are trying to shift focus and focus on the mental health of the young man, and certainly that was an issue. But it wasn't just his mental health. It was access as well to this extraordinarily deadly type of weapon, an assault weapon, And quite frankly, assault is just a fancy word for murder.
What can be done to fight back against the power and influence of the gun lobbies?
The American people simply have to demand that their representatives represent them and not gun manufacturers. And let's be clear about who these gun manufacturers are. A number of U.S. weapons that people associate with America because they were companies founded in this country are now owned by global weapons manufacturers. The Browning Gun Company that is active in the U.S. and sells hunting rifles is owned by one of the largest sellers of machine guns in the world, a Swiss company. These are often foreign, if not global, corporations whose interest is to sell as many guns and as many bullets as possible. They don't represent us, and our elected representatives shouldn't be representing them. And so I think this is really about citizens demanding that politicians represent ordinary citizens, and the majority of Americans, including the majority of gun owners, of actual hunters, know that these guns aren't used for hunting and know that these guns and these types of clips of ammunition, their primary purpose is to shoot and kill as quickly as possible. And I think most Americans rightly recognize that we have to be able to regulate these types of weapons. And so I think it's a process of telling elected officials that this is what you expect of them and holding them accountable if they do the bidding of the NRA. But in terms of ALEC, ALEC has announced that it no longer has this crime task force. But at this annual meeting in August, the NRA had the biggest booth at its convention, and the NRA continued to have its annual shooting fest with ALEC politicians and ALEC corporate lobbyists. And so the NRA and ALEC are still buddies, despite the spin by ALEC. And I think that ALEC corporations need to be held accountable for this gun agenda. Even though ALEC no longer has this task force, these bills are on the books, and ALEC is doing nothing to repeal them. And quite frankly, these provisions are pretty extreme. And companies like Koch Industries, that's a longstanding bankroller of ALEC, ought to be held to account for what's happened under their watch.
Lisa Graves is Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy.